Ken Forkish abandoned his Silicon Valley career after a Smithsonian article about French baker Lionel Pollain ignited an unexpected passion. Pollain's retro-innovation approach, using human hands, time, and fire to create naturally leavened country breads, spoke to something deep within Forkish. This revelation led him to trade spreadsheets for sourdough, eventually opening acclaimed establishments in Portland that became culinary destinations. But what truly sets Forkish's approach apart isn't fancy equipment or exotic ingredients. It's his understanding that extraordinary bread emerges from mastering the subtle interplay of just four humble ingredients: flour, water, salt, and yeast. His journey reveals that the most transformative element in baking isn't something you can purchase, it's time. Like a caterpillar's metamorphosis into a butterfly, dough undergoes a remarkable transformation when given proper time to develop. What begins as a simple mixture becomes something transcendent through patience and understanding of the natural processes at work. Have you ever wondered why some loaves taste bland while others burst with complex flavors? The secret lies in the relationship between time and temperature, dance partners moving in perfect inverse rhythm. Warmer dough develops quickly, cooler dough matures slowly, with ideal temperatures between 75 to 80 F creating the perfect environment for yeast without rushing flavor development. The fundamental principle is counterintuitive. Less yeast and more time yields better bread. Commercial bakeries often use excessive yeast for speed, sacrificing flavor for efficiency. By reducing yeast quantities, sometimes to just 1/8 teaspoon per pound of flour, and extending fermentation, beneficial bacteria produce acids that contribute complexity. During this slow process, enzymes break down starches into simpler sugars, creating natural sweetness that can't be rushed. Finding the fermentation sweet spot requires attentiveness. Too little time results in bland bread, while excessive fermentation creates overpowering alcohol and acidity. The perfect moment reveals itself when the dough develops a sweet, complex aroma with slight acidity and feels pillowy and alive. This balance demands patience, much like watching a garden grow. Forkish advocates for extremely wet doughs, around 75-80% hydration. While most home bakers avoid sticky dough, higher hydration formulas generate more gas during fermentation, creating superior flavor complexity and the coveted irregular hole structure of authentic artisan bread. The challenge is developing strength in slack doughs so they maintain shape. Rather than using additives, Forkish applies strategic folding to build structure. Through this process, an initially batter-like mixture transforms with just a few folds over 30 minutes into a proper bread dough, still sticky enough to require wet hands for handling. Folding strengthens wet doughs by organizing their gluten network. The process involves stretching dough segments to resistance, never tearing, and folding them back, creating a three-dimensional fabric with tensile strength. It's like creating a woven basket rather than a pile of string. Structure emerges from organization. Working with wet doughs means abandoning conventional wisdom. Use gentle handling instead of vigorous kneading. Wet hands instead of floured ones to prevent sticking while maintaining hydration, and ease dough out with a scraper to preserve the delicate structure. Bulk fermentation, when the entire dough ferments as one, is essential for flavor development. Forkish often recommends tripling rather than doubling dough volume. During this period, enzymes convert starches to sugars while proteins and organic acids transform, creating complexity that shortcuts cannot match. Fermentation timelines vary. Sourdoughs need 4 to 6 hours at room temperature, while yeasted doughs require 2 to 3 hours. After shaping, final proofing ranges from 1 to 16 hours depending on dough type and temperature. Refrigerating shaped loaves slows this process, developing flavor while fitting your schedule. Perfect proofing is confirmed by the finger dent test. When pressed gently, the indentation should spring back very slowly. Lavan breads have a longer optimal proofing window than commercial yeast doughs, making them more forgiving. The final transformation occurs in the oven, where baking to dark brown creates a thin, crisp crust with caramelized complexity. Dutch ovens function as steam chambers. Most recipes call for 30 minutes covered, then 20 minutes uncovered, producing the characteristic crackling crust. When results disappoint, experienced bakers analyze variables from dough temperature to proofing time for their next attempt. Forkish presents a spectrum of breads progressing from simple same-day recipes to complex multi-day levain creations, helping bakers develop skills while understanding how techniques affect outcomes. The Saturday white bread creates crusty loaves in a single day. Mix in morning, bake by evening. The overnight white bread, with its 12 to 14-hour fermentation, develops more complex flavors and an open crumb structure ideal for simple toppings. Pre-ferment breads, like the white bread with poulish, develop an almost buttery flavor with a thin, crisp crust. This process begins the night before by mixing flour and water with minimal yeast, creating a bubbly mixture that adds depth to the final bread. At the pinnacle are levain breads. The overnight country blonde develops beautiful texture and subtle tang through long fermentation, while the overnight country brown features a chewy crust with deep flavors. Field blend breads combine multiple flour varieties, showing how bakers can create custom blends with complex yet balanced profiles. Forkish's Monday night pizza events led to Ken's Artisan Pizza, featuring Neapolitan-inspired thin-crust pizzas baked in wood-fired ovens at 800F or higher. His pizza doughs use 70 to 75% hydration, higher than traditional recipes. These wetter doughs yield superior fermentation character and poofier rims with delicate texture. The higher moisture creates microscopic air pockets that expand during baking, producing the coveted leopard-spotted char of authentic Neapolitan pizzas. Cast iron skillet pizza offers an easier alternative for those without stones. Using completely relaxed, cold dough and an unpreheated skillet produces a crispy bottom while maintaining a tender interior. Focaccia allows experimentation with different flours and fermentation methods. The key technique involves dimpling the dough while working olive oil into it, creating wells that capture oil and enhance flavor absorption, resulting in bread that's crispy, tender, and rich. Once you've mastered the basics, treat recipes as templates to adjust to your preferences. These adaptations create personal breads while providing flexibility when schedules change. Adjusting hydration means changing the water amount in your dough. Modifying flour blends while maintaining the same total weight lets you adapt recipes to taste or use available ingredients. When timing needs adjustment, manipulate fermentation by changing leavening amounts and dough temperature. Record your adjustments in a kitchen notebook to document changes to ingredients and techniques. This provides reference during baking and for future attempts. Remember that baking improves with repetition. Experimenting with different flour blends, refining shaping techniques, and enhancing flavor with each bake. The transformation of simple flour, water, salt, and yeast into extraordinary bread represents one of humanity's oldest crafts. By controlling the critical elements, time, temperature, hydration, fermentation, handling, and baking, you connect to thousands of years of history while creating something uniquely yours. In our world of instant gratification, bread making reminds us that some of life's most profound pleasures require patience, attention, and trust in natural processes.